David. Good evening, all. Tonight, I would just like to share what I suppose I've called a praise item. That's my heart and my desire this evening, is to share an item of praise. And I trust, as David prayed, that it is an encouragement to all this evening. I'm just going to just read three passages that I've just selected that relate to the topic, but are broader in that too. So the verses that I'm going to read are, and you can just listen along. First, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. Next, Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ. And lastly, in Colossians chapter 3, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And then last, in the verse 23, a few verses down, says, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward, for you are serving the Lord Christ. And I use these verses just as a springboard, but this evening I would just like to share and just give an appreciation for the women of this assembly. This has roots in some different things. Obviously, my wife and my daughters attend this assembly, and so, I appreciate them and the work that they do and how they help me. But broadly, the women of this assembly, just for all that they have done and continue to do through the Lord's strength. So Andrea came home the other evening from the wedding shower for Allison, and there's just something, I've never been accused of being the most intuitive man, but I could tell that just in her time there, that she had been touched by what had taken place, that she had been ministered unto in that thing. Now, I've never been to a lady's wedding shower, and I don't know what goes on in those things, but that much I do know, that I felt and could tell that something had taken place where she felt strengthened and encouraged, and just, when I hear what I have heard is that, that these women come together and they purpose to celebrate a young woman who is going to be married, and they offer words of encouragement, and they give the scriptures and just encourage them with the word of God, and then they laugh and they enjoy each other's company and they fellowship together, and then ultimately they pray for this person, this young lady. And I think that's just a wonderful picture of the fellowship of the church, what we should be doing and how we ought to encourage and build up and surround one another. And I just think, I would assume that you ladies have been doing this for some time. And I think it's just a wonderful practice, and I think it is doing what we ought to do as Christians. And so because I was encouraged by that, I want to then, I guess, just reciprocate that encouragement, that even in that, even though I've never been to a thing like that, that it takes place, and that you gather together, and that you desire to just put your hands around each other and encourage each other and pray for each other, is encouraging to me. And so I say keep doing it. And so I think about, as I said, how my wife has been influenced, and also my three girls, how they've been taught here and ministered, discipled, and influenced by numerous godly women in this assembly. Sunday school teachers, youth group leaders, counselors at camp, godly women who just have come along and given a word of encouragement or a note, those kind of things. And as I've seen it in my own family, and I would doubtless think you have as well, I can tell and I can see that the Lord is blessing because of that. And this community and this city is blessed because of the endeavors of the women in this assembly. Because of their work that they do, their tireless work, their servant hearts, their attitudes, their prayer of many women in this assembly. And, you know, in our specific context here, you know, the way that we interpret and understand New Testament local churches, the men are given these vocal, these public roles where we get to stand and do some of the audible stuff, the speaking roles and the leadership roles. And yet there is such a powerful role and such a need for godly women to understand and undertake their biblically defined roles in the home and in the church, and in doing so, blessing will result. In the scripture, we see roles of women as helpmates, servants, and supporters, but yet also we see them as leaders, teachers, and fierce warriors. I know there are diligent students of the word amongst the women in our assembly, and there are some who doubtless could stand on a pulpit and preach fiery sermons, and who know their Bibles, who have more scripture memorized in their hearts than myself or many others, who have a passion for doctrine and for theology, who are equipped and have the skills to lead organizations of thousands, and yet they willingly submit to the call of scripture, and by the examples that they have seen go before them, to go about their business and do the things that God has called them to do in a quiet and humble and gracious way. They have taken joy and contentment in their calling of submission, self-control, and humility. First Peter talks about and gives encouragement to women to let their adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. And I don't pretend to think that that's an easy calling. And I don't want to give the impression that's, you know, that because you don't get the speaking roles or the leadership roles that the men do, that your calling is any less valuable or important. Quite the opposite. And I also don't pretend to think that, you know, or be ignorant of the pressures, I suppose, or the realities of the outside world, the counterculture with feminist agendas, but even in how those things have infiltrated the evangelical church. To you know, for an outsider to come in and see the way that we practice complementary roles of men and women, many might look at that from an outside perspective and criticize it or say negative things about it, that it's archaic or repressive, and yet it's not, because we understand through the lens of Scripture that God has given men and women. He has put us together, and he has given us each specific roles to accomplish. And in the uniting of those two goals and those two purposes, God is glorified, and the church expands. There's also additional pressures of unchecked complementarianism that gets too close or directly borrows from something like a patriarchal or a paternalistic structure that is overbearing and heavy-handed, and where authority is exercised in a way that diminishes or infantilizes others. And that's too far either, and we dare not go so far in that direction either. I've used this phrase, complementarian, and I am a complementarian, and this is just a word that means the teaching, and is the teaching that masculinity and femininity are ordained by God, and that men and women are created to complement or complete each other. Complementarians believe that gender roles found in the Bible are purposeful and meaningful distinctions that when applied in the home and in the church, promote spiritual health of both men and women. Embracing the divinely ordained roles of men and women furthers the ministry of God's people and allows men and women to reach their God-given potential. I believe that men and women are in the local church are, of course, equals in the eyes of God, and yet each one has been given that role and the complementary roles that help one another. Each one's strength, the women's strengths, help to reinforce the men's weaknesses, and the men's strength helps to reinforce the women's weaknesses, and so they work together. And so I appreciate, as I said, when the women of the assembly see their biblical roles and use their God-given abilities and intuitions to serve the local body of the church. When they are in fellowship here and they desire to serve, and that idea of that fellowship and the work that they do and the gifts that they have and the opportunities that they have are both inside here, inside the walls of this church during our services, upstairs and downstairs, but also outside the walls of this building. Very much, I believe, the roles of women are they have a special role and a special place within the homes and outside as well. So I appreciate their roles in terms of their worship and the opportunities that they have to worship here silently or in song. I appreciate and value the prayers of the women when we gather together and they pray up here or when they pray in their own times, separate prayer meetings. I'm encouraged by the way that some of them take on and have a ministry of encouragement, how they do those things like those wedding showers, how many times I've been pulled aside and just given a word of encouragement or a note or a text for me personally in my roles here. I see the roles of women and their efforts in the things like the snack outreach, a practical ministry that requires people to be here to be at the door, to meet families coming in and be able to practically minister to them. I just appreciate that they do that. Of course, hospitality, whether that's having people into the home and preparing meals or going and doing visits in the hospitals or whatever it might be, prayer groups, Bible studies, missions, and of course, not least of all, the home, the opportunity for the women as mothers and as wives and their critical role in supporting and girding up their husbands and their families as well. And some of these things I know specifically are within the realm of families and marriage and stuff like that, but this is not exclusive to just wives. This is the women, and women have numerous opportunities and ways to serve. So I just say all this just very humbly and graciously. I say thank you, and that I appreciate the way in which you are serving. It is not ignored. It is not not. It is noticed. It is noticed and appreciated. And so I'll just close by echoing the words that I already read. In Colossians it says, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him."